Shalom aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a special for Rav Shechiu. Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel. We are continuing the Siyat Dishmaya, our sweet series in the Shuvis of Rav and Shalom Yisrael. I'm going to Rabbi Kiva Eger. Sechat Tzadik Verachas, Siyogan Leinu. And we are in Simon Zayin of the Shuvis, or Chaim. And he writes as follows, Uvdabar Liyadi, So a Maisa came to me here in Friedland that the Sofer Mumche comes, a scribe, an expert scribe, and mit aim kimt a kind, a boy, is tall, and they didn't check him to see if his simani godless. And my son would help him with ksiva stam. And Rabbeinu says that without a bedika, ein lismach al ksiva stam shel aben hazeh. The katan potelik pasul ksiva stam. Kimavir begitin bedaf memehe amud beis. Vimkein ben tezayin. Shaloi nismale izkanoi beli bedike. Srichem anu lechazok aderove. So a 15-year-old, a 16-year-old kid who's doesn't have facial hair, and you didn't check to see if he has shtei sairis, we have to come on to Chazok Adarove. The Chazok Adarove is that a 13-year-old already brought shtei sairis. But that only works for Ktana. That if she has Kedushin Derabanan, she can no longer do Miun. She can no longer refuse it when she reaches 12. Because the Gedolah can't be Mamayin. But L'chalitza, in order to be Machsheher for Chalitza, where you would need a Gedolah, for that you need a Bedike. And the Chiluk between Miun and Chalitza B'Pshutoi is that Miun is a Din Derabonon, Masha'en Kein, Chalitza is a Din Doi Raisa. Later on, Rabbeinu brings like that from the Magen Avraham. So you see that it only works for a derabon and not the oraisa. So nidon didon, which is ksivas stam, pom dubar al din de oraisa, umemele ein somchim al chazok de rova that he brought shtei sairis. Vihine, hasofer amar, Shekein nag bifnei kama gedoilim, velo potsu pi limchois boy, veheresiloi mefurosh, shekein kosav amogen avron, behuchas tfilin, besimen reish samach si iflamites. Umasha kosav shamad shia ben yutres tamua, kashemetsus yachakach bel yarabo, via mogen avron, romaz laze sham mesimen nun hei, besimen kuftsadi tes, sif yud. Hainu de sham hechlik de betfila de rabbonin vechadoime, samchinen al chazok de rove, viochel hoitzi acherim, aval hoitzi acherim bebirkas hamozoin, shehudoi reise vechadoime, tzorich bedike. Magen Avraham writes beferush in Simon Lamites, they were not samech on the chazok de rove for ksivas tfilin. So this sefer said, hey, I did this in front of Gedolim. And they didn't say anything to me. So I don't know what this Gedolim were thinking. We have a Magen Avraham. You're not samech on the Chazok HaDorova when it comes to Ksivas Tefillin. And it's mashma that his reason is, like Rabbeinu says, that on something that I caught on his puzzle day Raisa, we're not samech on the Chazok HaDorova that he brought Shtei Sairis. And after the Magen Avraham writes this din that we're not samech on the Chazok HaDorova like Ksivas Tefillin, Fir Doister Magen Avraham, Ayin Simen Nun Hei Sif Hei, And what he means is that in Simen Nun Hey, we see where Samech and Chazok de Rova for Tfilah de Rabbonon. And Mishigil Lechlal Shneisav, Yochel Leired Lifnei Ateva Lohitzi Acherim Yidei Choyvoson, like we find in our shuls. We find this a lot of young bar mitzvah boys. They're excited to get the Yomud. So, maybe they're not bar mitzvah. Sometimes you hear in their voice that they might not have Shtei Sayeret Vameven Yavin. So the answer is that it's a din de Rabbonon, and Memela we can be Samech and the Chazok de Rova. However, in Simen Kuf Tzadi Tes, if Yud, we see we're not Samech and the Chazok de Rova for Birkas HaMazon. And what the Magen Avraham wants to do is, Vais Dois, to show us the Chiluk Hanizko, that there's a difference between Tefillah, which is de Rabbonon, where you are Samech and the Chazok de Rova, and Birkas HaMazon, which is Doi Reis, and we're not Samech and the Chazok de Rova. Because that's how we learn the chiluk of the Gemara Nide between Niyun and Chalitza. Magen Avraham also says that even though we're not Samech and Chazak Dorog Sivas Tefillin, it's only until he's 18. When he comes 18, you don't need a Bedika, and he's Tameya. You don't find this chiluk. He says, says Rabbeinu, I saw an El Yerabi, doesn't say this chiluk. Only when it comes to a Dayan, She'az Yesh B'Koycho Shel Dayan L'Hatzel Gozol Mi'ad Oshkoi, there's a suffix, he's puzzled until you check him out. Okay, so therefore, that's pretty clear that for to be do a din dai raisa, like writing tefillin, you need to be checked. And chazaka de rove is not enough. Yesh lefakpik. Bazeh dein raya michalitza. Di yesh loymar dafke bechalitza. Di yesh chazeg isur. Yevam ala shuk. Vavei cheskes isur neged chazok ederove. Avor be'alme. Yesh loymar. Af b'do'i reiso samchinon el chazoka de rovo. So this yisoid of the Magen Avraham, that he explains the chilek between miyun and chalitza, because miyun is de rabbonon. Ma'ashen ken psul ktana lechalitza is do'i reiso, and therefore he made a klal, and therefore, whenever it's a din do'i reiso, cotton is pasul, unless he did the bedika, Safi cotton is possible to bedika, and he said therefore even Ksiva Stam, a cotton is possible, and Chazaka Dorav is not effective. It's not so pashit. Sharayesh lefaresh, the chiluk shal agmara be miyun lechalitza boifen acher. Shal lefaresh boifen acher. Shabachalitza, we have a cheskas isur yevam al ashuk, and therefore the Chazaka Dorav is not effective against this cheskas isur. When it comes to Chalitza, the reason you're not Samech on the Chazaka of Rova is because she's a Cheskas Isur Lashuk. And therefore, Kineged, this Cheskas Isur, we don't assume that she became a gedola. Hashem came that day with Samech and Chazaka Dorav the Miyun is because there's no Chazaka against it. Because Adarabba, she's becheskas that she hasn't yet done Miyun. And therefore now also, her Miyun won't be effective. So it's not that we assume that she turned 12 because there's a din de rabbonon, because miyun is a din de rabbonon, but adarabba, there's no chazak against it, and she's becheskas that she hasn't been memay. So therefore, we say the chazak of the rova, we assume she became a gedola. And now the miyun is no longer going to be effective. It's not because it's derabanan, it's because there's no chazak against it. Adrabba, chazaka supports it. Saying that we're samich on the chazaka de Rava is in line with the chazaka. She's a chazaka that she hasn't yet done miyun. So let's say that she still can't do miyun. She's vecheskas until now that she's married to this guy. Let's keep it. Mashen came when it comes to chalitza. There she has a chazaka that she's a sura l'shuk. In order to take her out of this cheskas a sura l'shuk, you need to check her out, see that she's really a gedola. So it's not a dinin. Not a din in Deiraisa versus Derabonon, but rather it's a din in having a chazak against it versus not having a chazak against it. When you have a chazak against it, we're not samech on the chazak of the rabbi. When you don't have against the chazak against it, other rabbi, the chazak of the rabbi support the chazak we have. And you do go with Chazaka de Rabbi. And therefore, when it comes to our case of Stam, when it comes to our case of Stam, even though it's Doraisa, there's no cheskas iser. By chalitza, she's a cheskas iser, lashuk. Here, there's no cheskas iser. So, since there's no cheskas iser, so let this safek gadol write the tefillin in baya. Aber ba'almi yesh loimer af b'doi reise samchinen an chazaka de rava. Nor even doi reise, you could be samich an chazaka de rava. Ba'loimer shigam בבירקס המוזלין וקידוש שבא להויצי אחרים שהיו בחזקס חיוב כאבן שנסחייב הוא בוודאי ואוכי נעמי בתפילין ונסחייב להניח תפילין ובסופק אם יוצא בתפילין אלו שקוסם זה הקוטן הווי כמו חזקס חיוב נגד חזוק הדרובה וכמו בחליצה אם כן גם בתפילה דרבן לבוי בדיקה שרידה סריף תחליצה סקטנה פסולה רק דרבנן with Yavid Mahani B'loi Chalitza Mishit Hagdil. Ayin B'beis Shmuel, Shigam B'das HaRambam Ken. Harei Muchach D'gam B'derabonon Lo Samchinon Achazoke. Says Rabbeinu that Fidarko, that the Ikur Chiluk between whether or not there's a Cheska Sisser against the Chazoke D'Rovo. So why then is the Ramo Mechalik between Birchas Hamozoin and Tefillah? What's the chiluk that by Tefillah, yes, he can be motzi others, and by Birchas Hamozoin, this Safek Gadol cannot be motzi others? What's the chiluk if the issue is against the Cheskas Iser? Because Yesh Lachkor Bemes, if Tefillah and Birchas Hamozoin are included in the case of the Schazik Yisua. Because on one hand we can say, Shekol she'schazik b'chiyuv le'espalel o levorech b'ilchas ha'mozoin o elotzis yidei kiddush b'shabes o lehaniach tfilin k'sheirois av cheskas chiyuv zehave b'chal cheskas Yisua. If a person was mischazik, this is a big yisod in poskim. There's something called a cheskas chiyuv, that a person was mischazik, a person, and now has an assumption that he's obligated, whether it's to daven, to bench, to be yotzei kiddush on Shabbos, to put on kosher tefillin. This is a cheskas chiyuv. And therefore, this Cheskas Chiyuv is included in Cheskas Iser. V'im kacha, so then the Chazak of the Rova is not going to help against this Cheskas Chiyuv. So he couldn't be motzi others in tefillah or benching, and he couldn't be motzi other, and he couldn't write tefillin, because people have a Cheskas Chiyuv that they have to put on tefillin. If the bench, the daven. But Akopan and both of them, Tefillin Birkas HaMazon, are in the same category. That if we compare Cheskas Chiyuv to Cheskas Iser, if so, both of them, Tefillah and benching, are like Chalitza, and Chazaka Derov is not going to help, because you have a Chazaka against Chazaka Derov. Chazaka Derov is that he turned Bar Mitzvah, you have a Cheskas Chiyuv against that. And if you don't compare a Cheskas Chiyuv to a Cheskas Iser, and you can't compare Tefillin Birkas HaMazon to Chalitza, where there's a Cheskas Iser of Yevam Lashuk. And in both of them, both Tefillin Birkas HaMazon, you can be Samech on the Chazaka Derov. So how's the Ramon Mechalek between Tefillah, where we're Samech on the Chazaka Derov, and Birkas HaMazon, when we're not Samech on the Chazaka Derov? So it must be that the Ramah is not learning B'darko Shel Rabbeinu. That's a chilek between being against the Chazaka or not. But rather he learned the K'darko Shel Amogin Avron, the differences between the Doiraisa and the Rabbonon. And that's in Simeon and Chalitza. If it's Doiraisa, the Chazaka is not affected by the Rabbonon, it is. That's what he says, V'loimah, וגם בבירקס המזון וכידו שבא לא יצא אחרים שאוהב חזקס חיוב כאם שנצחי ובאדי וחנה מתפילן. So to say that even by Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, where he's coming to melt the others, that they have a Cheskas Chiyuv, because they were definitely Chayuv. And Tefillin also. The person was Mischayuv Laniach Tefillin. Ubesofik im yoytze betefillin elu, shekosvim zeh ha-kotlan, when it's a sofik, if he's yoytze with this Tefillin that the Kotlan wrote, so that's a Cheskas Chiyuv against the Chazak of the Rovah. So, I bazoi, gam tefillah de rabbanan le boy bedike. So then tefillah de rabbanan should also require bedike. Daridas harif, because the rif holds that chalitza's ktana is psula only mid rabbanan. Meaning the Rif holds, and that's also Shita Sarambam, is that Chalitza's Ktana is only Psula Midrabanan. B'diyeved, the Chalitza of Ktana is effective. And therefore, when she becomes a Gedola, she doesn't have to do chalitza anymore, because the chalitza of a ketan is effective de rabbanon. Ubediyaved mahani beloy chalitza mishetagdil. That's shitas harif. So if that's true, then there's no chilik between chalitza and miyum, because they're both de rabbanon. Because the chalitza of a ketan is b'seder d'oraisa, it's no problem d'oraisa, it's only problem d'rabbanan. So how then can we be mechalek between chalitza and miyum? That's our according to the Rif. So this whole derech of the Magen Avram is only shayach according to Tosfos, because according to Tosfos, V'siyatam, and those on Tosis' group, Chalitza's Ketan is Psula Dairaisa. Then you can make the chilik between the Rabbanan and Dairaisa. But if you guide mit dem Zigang von der Rif, im Ochim begishat Rif, she Chalitza's Ketan is only Psula Dairabanan, there's no chilik between Chalitza and Mir. And therefore, Ladas HaRif ve'Arambam, והכרח צריכים לומר דרך אחרת מהמגן אברום. We can't use the מגן אברום's דרך in the ביור הגמורה to be מחלק between the רייס and the רבונה. Because according to the Rifna Ram, there is no chilek between the Raisa and the Rabbana and Chalitza Mir. Chalitza Tana is also a kosher the Raisa. The whole chilek is the Rabbana. So what then is the Tama chilek Bagimori? And the answer is that by Chalitza, like we said before, where there's a cheskas isur of Yavam Lashuk, we're not samech and the chazaka de Rovo, Hashem came be miyun, not that we say she doesn't need a bedika, because we're samech and chazaka de Rovo is because it's not against the chazaka de Adarab. She has a chazaka that she wasn't in Mayanis. And according to this, we would say that even Dai Raisa, if there's no cheskas isur, we're samech and the chazaka de Rovo, not like the Magen Avraham. But Ramo, we see he's mechalik like the Magen Avraham, so he holds like Tosfos that chalitz ketan is psul darais, and therefore he has the chilik in the Gemara between darais and rabbanon. The shit is harif. The derech of the Magen Avraham is not shaykh because the riff holds both the rabbanon. Gevaldik, gevaldik, gevaldik. V'derech haklichalik. The shiny bchalitz of the sharish chalitz of darais. So it's derech hak to say that even according to the riff in the Rambam, the chalitz is ketan is only psul darabbanon. We can still say like the derech of the Magen Avraham. That we're more makel there, that we're more machmir by chalitza, because we can suggest that the shayrish of chalitza is dairaiso. And only if it's shorsho de rabbonon, we're makel. Miun, which is shorsho de rabbonon, we're makel. Ay, 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 ay. That when it comes to, it's a doichak to say that when it comes to chalitza, chalitza, sharsha deraisa, and therefore we're machmir. And miyun, sharsha derabban, and therefore we're mekel. Darei mekilen bahar beid b'di'evid mahani chalitza sa. Ubitfilin katanoi tzigadol fil di'evid ena yoytze agadol. וצורך להחזור לספלל, על כן עניין קטנס בחליצו, קיל מבתפילו. So Rabbeinu rejects this suggestion that the chilek between chalitza means daraisa nerabbana, because the shor of chalitza is daraisa. And therefore, feeling in Psul de Rabbani, Kechalitza Satana, we're not Simchan de Chazaka de Rovo, because we find that the Psul of Chalitza Satana, according to the Rif, is more kal from the Psul of a Koton to be Moitzi someone else in davening. Kalashan Rabbeinu. Tarei Mekilin Harbe Medibidiyevid Mahani Chalitza Atzasa, were very Mekil. That b'di'eved, the chalitz is effective, whereas by tefillah, even b'di'eved, the gadol isn't yotze. Ay, 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 ay. And therefore, you can't say that we're more machmir by chalitza, because it's shorish is daraisa. See, it's not true. You see that even though the shorish is daraisa, we're more mekel, not we're more machmir, and we're more mekel than by tefillah, which is shorish of the rabbana. According to those who hold tefillah is the rabbana. V'doichak l'chalek v'shanich li'zah shorosh t'chitz d'arayis t'o mekilin b'har b'di'evet m'hani chalitzas v'tfilu katan o'itzi gado afilu b'di'evet, so tfilu katan mi'motzi gado is not anything d'arayisah, and yet it's completely d'arabonim afilu b'di'evet en yoytzi Im kein in ikas bechalitza kemut fila. It's therefore the union of katnis by chalitza. It's more kal than it is by tefila. Im kein in dam mitzvah tefillin v'kiddush tefillah bechalitza. So if we compare the mitzvah of tefillin and kiddush and tefila, the chalitza, so gam tefila de rabbanan the boy b'dike kama bechalitza. So also by tefila de rabbanan, we should require b'dika, just like we require b'dika by chalitza. Because chalitza is more chal, because by tefila we're more machmir than we are by chalitza. So if we require b'dika by chalitza, we should also require b'dika by tefila. By the tefillin and kiddush, the arises. V'yamanu medavim ein medam in the chalitza yikachezka sisser. V'hanech lo mikri chazoko kol kach. Wait a second. You're going to make another chiluk. You're going to say that chalitza is a cheska sisser. She is a cheska sisser l'shuk. Therefore, there you need a bedika. So mashen kein, the other cases, that's not called a chazaka. Tefila is not called a chazaka. The cheskes chiyuv isn't a chazaka like the cheskes sisser of chalitza, and therefore you wouldn't need a bedika. Simkein gimel dam deiraisa simkein a chazaka de rab. So again, so even if there's, as long as there's no cheskes sisser, there's only a cheskes chiyuv, you wouldn't need medeiraisa to check. You could be samech on the chazaka de rab. Al kolpanim comes out according to the Rif. The chilik of the Gemara between me and chalitza is not because of a chilik derais derabanan, because the Rif af chalitza katan apostle rakum derabanan. But rather, according to the Rif, we can say the chilik is between his chazik isur below his chazik isur, but chalitza is chazik isura. And if we're not saying chazaka derabba, she can't be a chazaka derabba, loy marshenim and memnus and I get chazaka derabba, she's bechazik shalom miana. And if so, even the deraisa, if it's not against the cheska sisser, we can be saying chazaka derabba. Ulam, yesh loimar, the posak haramod, the tefila ain't sorich bedike. Hainu, the posak ishita satis visvisiatum, the chalitzas ktana psula midoi raise, avolarif, the arambam, the chalitzas ktana psula rak midrabon, yesh lomar, the bem is no more mized, the tefila, boy bedike. That the ramor paskins, that for tefila no bedike is necessary. Because he paskins kishitas at teisvis, and those with teisvis, that chalitzas ktana is psula midoy raise. And chalitzas ktana is psula doy raise, and tefila is only de rabbonon, and therefore tefila doesn't require bedika, and chalitza does. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, that Chalitza's Ketana is only Psula de Rabbonon, we can say, and a Bedika is required. So we can say, Be'emes Nilmod Mizeh, De L'Tfila Boi Bedika. So you can learn from this that by Tfila we require a Bedika. So if the chiluk is not between a de'oiraisa and a de'rabbanon, but rather the chiluk is between where there's a cheska sisser or not a cheska sisser, so the Ramah, how's the Ramah mechalek between tefila and birkas hamazon? Because tefila and birkas hamazon are the same. Oh, b'shneim yesh cheska schiyuv, which is like a cheska sisser. Or not. There's no chilek between the Reis and the Rabbanon. So why is the Ramad b'chalek between Birkas HaMazon and Tefillah? So it must be that the Ramad holds like Tosis. That Chalitza is Ketanis Pesulma D'Araisa. And the chilek between Chalitza and Miyun and the Gemara is Kedarko Shalom Magen Avram. The Mechalek and the Reis and the Rabbanon never makes a chilek between Tefillah and Birkas HaMazon. Tefillah... No, but necessary, because Mazin, yes, but necessary. According to the Rif and the Rambam, Ain makom adak v'shalom magen avram l'chalik min darais derabanan. So it must be according to them, the chilik is between ischazik yisur v'lo ischazik yisur. And if so, according to Rav and Rama Bemes, we can't be mechalik between filin berkas hamazon. And if we say that for berkas hamazon you're not samech and lechazak adu avikus begeder ischazik yisur machal ischazik chiyuv, hay bazoi gam betfilah gam ken. Tzrich lomar shelo simchim lechazak adu rova, kevin shechazkas chiyuv doma lechazkas yisur. So, according to the Rif and the Rambam, we can't be mechalik, because they hold that chalitza is psul chizuk tanis only the rabbanon, and then we're not mechalik between the rais and the rabbanon, and then we can't be mechalik between tefillin berkas hamazon. And if they're in the same category, if berkas hamazon we're not samech and lechazak the rabbi because the keder is chazak yisur because the chazkas chiyuv, so tefillah also. And if by Birkas HaMazon we say it's not like Chazkas Yisur, it's not like Tefillah, it's not like Chazkas Yisur, whatever. Where are we going to go with Birkas HaMazon? We're going to go with Tefillah. That's what Rabbeinu writes. Ulam Yishlom Adam the Pasuk Aramad the Tefillah Tzorich Bedika Hani the Pasuk Shisat Toisa. So he's going with Toisa. It's Mechalik Bin Darabon and Daraisa. The Chalitza Tan Pesul Daraisa, because Toisa says the Chalitza Tan Pesul Daraisa. There is Mechalik Bin Daraisa. Darabon and Daraisa. But if you can't be mechalik between the reis and the rabbanon, because both cases in the Gemara are the rabbanon. So what then is going to be the chiluk? The chiluk is going to be, is it against the cheskes or not? And be'emes nilmod mized l'tfila boy bedika, because maybe by tfila is a cheskes chiyuv, and therefore you need a bedika, just like by chalitza there's a cheskes iser, by tfila is a cheskes chiyuv, and a bedika is going to be required. Gevaldik. Like $1 million, this Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Boyfriend, yesh lekayim the tefillin v'chadom yalfin mechalitze the mikri gam kein cheskas chiyuv. By bazoi im kacha v'ksiv as tefillin, then it's going to be like this also. We're not saying we're in chazak at the rava. Because it's against cheskes chiyuv laniach tefillin ksheiros, and it's dami lechalitza. You're going to need a bedika. Gam yishlam erbe hefech the tefillin mechay gabnu lami cheskes chiyuv. El the mikol makom the meidim oison mechalitza. The lashitas harif. The chalitzas ktana the rabbanon the mukher the chazak the rabbi lo alim the kolkach. The loy teima achinu ki chazak the rabbi neged cheskes chiyuv amal ashuk. Rabbi lo isfeik the rabbanon lo kula. וכיוון נמוך תלוע וחזק המעליה ממילא בדי רייסה בתפילה וחדוי מאפת לקר חזקי ציסו מקום מקום לצוף הגידי לדרה די רייסו אבל בתפילה די רבון אין מקילין ורק בחליצה סקטנה כיוון נעבי חזקי ציסו יבוא מלשוק לחזק התורה ולא אלם כל כך לדרס חזקי ציסו ממחמירים רק הפונם ססי הגוין המוגן עברון בורו מלילה עודי לתפילה לא סמכין אין החזק התורה ו... פירוש that even if we say like the other side And Baruch Hashem, we have the Chuvis Rabbi Kiva Eger with the Achiz Biur Achiza Be'ekev. Unbelievable. Biur Ve'oris, Mamish. It's like a gold mine. So even if we say like the other tzad, the Cheskes Chiyuv of Tefillin is not considered like Cheskes Iser. We could say another reason, the Fi Harif, that the Loi Mahani Chazaka Dorav Aleksivas Tefillin. Even if you don't go with the Cheskes Yisur reason, because L'chaira, we have a kash according to the Rif that Chalitza is kind of psul lomi derabanan. So why do we say in Gittin, why does the Gemara say, Nida, I think, why does it, Nemvav, why does the Gemara say, Loi mahani chazaka derabal lechalitza, according to the Rif, the reason is that it's connected to Cheskes Yisur. The only thing is chazaka keneged chazaka. Chazaka keneged chazaka. Chazaka de rovo keneged cheskes iser. V'tzorich liyois sofek. Im ken lechalitza laharif. Tzorich liyois sofek de rabbanon lekule. Wait a second. Says Rabbeinu, even we say that tefillin is not considered a cheskes chiyuv. Ela de mikol makom lemeid enoise mechalitza, but you still learn from chalitza according to the shita sarif. The chalitza is ktana psul derabanan, the chalitza is ktana psul derabanan. But is it Chazak Demuchutim Chazak Rabbi Lo Alim Tekolkach? You see from this that Chazak the Rabbi is not so strong. If Bechalitzis Ketana, which is only the Rabbonon, you need Bedike, you see that Chazak the Rabbi is not so strong. Because if you don't say this, in other words, if you say that Chazak the Rabbi is strong, Nugi Chazak the Rabbi neged Cheskas Yevom Alashuk. Why don't we say that the Chazaka of Rava goes against the Cheskas Yevam al Hashuk? Chazaka mul Chazaka, Ma'arocha mul Ma'arocha. In one corner, Joe Frazier, and in the other corner, Muhammad Ali. I'm sorry, this should be Louis Nishmas Howard Cosell. Okay, this is not 1981 anymore. I have to be with the times. Howard Cosell's in the, hopefully, had his tikkun, is the Olam Shekulo Tov, Kol Yisrael Yishlam Chelek Le'elam Ha'ab. But here we're dealing with Chazaka de Rav neged Cheskas Yevam al Hashuk. Chazaka neged Chazaka. V'havalei Sveka de Rabbanan u'lekula. Because you have the Chazaka de Rav that says that she can no longer do Chalitza. You have Chazaka de Rav that she can no longer do Chalitza. You have scratched that Chazaka the Rabbi that says she can do Chalitza. Because she turned 12. Chazaka the Rabbi tells us she turned 12. She can do Chalitza. Even without Bedika. And then you have the Cheskas Isur Yevam Lashuk, which tells us that she's a Sur Lashuk. So Chalitza is not going to help. So you have Chazaka against the Chazaka. And since we're dealing here with the Derabanan, because even if she's still a Ketana, it's only an Isur Derabanan. Her chalitza is only the rabbanon. Her isra lashuk is only going to be the rabbanon. So v'havalei sveka the rabbanon ulekula. So let's go with the suffix the rabbanon lekula. And let's be makil and say that it's a valid chalitza. Because you have suffik neged suffik. B'kev in the muchach, the law of chazak amalia. So what do we have to say? We have to say that the chazak of Rava is not so strong. The chazak of Rava is weaker. And therefore you don't assume so much. That she already turned, she's already gedola. Imkain, yesh lomar, that leinyan do'i raisa like tefillin and birkas hamazon, this chazaka won't be effective. And only for a derabbanan it'll be effective. So since you see that she still needs bedika for a chazaka, even though the chazaka derav and it's chazaka mu chazaka, the answer is the chazaka derav is not so strong. So if that's true, Linyan doy raisa, like tefillin, birchas hamazon, this chazak is not going to be effective. Only in the rabbanan. Came the muach d'lo v'chazak amalia meila b'doy raisa b'tefillin b'chadom b'tlekel cheskas iser. Since we proved that the chazak of the rova is a weaker chazaka, so in a doy raisa case, like by tefillin, chadoy me, even though there's no cheskas iser against it, still it's a suffik doy raisa, and the and the chazaka derab is not going to help us because it's a weaker chazaka. So it's going to help us for a derabana. So it comes out that according to the Rif, there are two chilukim between tefillin and birkas hamazon. Number one, there's a chiluk d'arais in the rabbana, because the chazaka derab is not effective. Then you need a suffik d'araisa. And number two, the lo alima chazaka tovava, the chazaka tovava is also not effective when it's against the chazkas iser, like by chalitzas ketana. Now again, they're only dealing with the derabanan problem, because the raisa chalitzas ketana is b'seder gamur. Derabanan, it's no good. But still, since the chazaka tovava is weak, we don't allow it to take effect against her cheskes iser lashuk, even though that's only the rabbana, because chadorkas are weaker, so it's weaker, so it only works for the rabbana, and it doesn't work against the cheskes iser. So according to this, we have resolved the shita of the Magen Avraham with the rif. So Ava b'tfila de Rabbanan make healing. But by tfila de Rabbanan we're going to be makel. Why? Because only by chalitzas ketana, since it's a cheskes iser yavam al hashuk, we're going to be machmir, because chazaka d'rav is not so strong to be docher cheskes iser. So there we're machmir. But if it's just tfila, where there's no cheskes iser, and it's only de Rabbanan, unless you say Cheska Schiv is a Cheska Sisser. But assuming Cheska Schiv isn't like a Cheska Sisser, it's only the Rabbanan, you could be Somech on the Chazaka the Rabba by Tfila. And again, not by Birkas HaMazon. So it comes out, according to this, we're going to have two Chalukim for the, according to the Rif. We're going to have one Chiluk, the Chazaka the Rabba only works against A, when there's no Cheska Sisser. And Chazaka the Rabba only works if there's a the Rabbanan. Because we prove that Cheskes Iser is weaker. Since Cheskes Iser is weaker, it can't counter a Daraisa, it can only counter a Derabbanan. And we can only use it when there's no Cheskes Iser against it. So the Rif now works with the Magen Avraham, because the Magen Avraham was Mechalik between Daraisa and Derabbanan. And now we're also being Mechalik between Daraisa and Derabbanan. And we can learn tefillin from chalitza, because from chalitza you see that even though chalitza is only the rabbanan, why don't we say chazaka mu chazaka? Cheska, the chazaka, the rabbi says she can do chalitza, and the chazaka of Yisrael Ashuk says no, the chalitza is no good. So why don't we be ma'am and chazaka mu chazaka? We make it the rabbanan. The answer is because the chazaka, the rabbi is weaker. The chazaka, the rabbi is weaker. To say it's also weak that it can't counter a chiv daraisa. Came the muchat lo vechazaka mali made with the raisa b'tfilin chadom after like a cheskes iser without a cheskes iser, it's a suffik daraisa. But by tefillah derabbanan we're going to be makel. Akoponim fir tois the heilige Rabbi Kiva Eiger siftei Magen Avraham barur milelo. I love that expression. He's very clear the Magen Avraham that by tefillin we are not samech on the chazaka de rova. So this is stage one of this incredible journey, and we have asach vas zu reden, asach vas zu reden, Baruch Hashem, not a short tshuva, and there's a lot of raid misaviv la tshuva hazot, harbe harbe diburim, as ani mekave shebirtzot Hashem darkeinu, achem nezkeh lamshich. רק מתוך תפילה שהקדוש ברוך הוא ייתן לנו שפע, ברכה, בריאות ושמחת הלב והנפש, ואת כל היכולת הכלכלית. We should have the financial means and everything we need בשמחת חיים to be able to continue learning this tshuva בכלל. And I'm so grateful to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we were able to learn part of this tshuva. To continue. And we should always remember, after all the geschmack and all the lumdus and all the tiefkeit of Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that Rabbi Kiva Eiger would tell us that sof davar hakol nishma v'et elokim yira v'et mitzvotav shmo ki zeh kol adam. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.